confusion. Information gathered from a free market provides the best approximation of value. Value is in the mind of the buyer, so it's constantly changing. Value is not easy to track. A free market is formed by a group of people. If the people are not honest, then the market is not really free. You can't trust the information generated by a deceitful market. All the major markets in the USA today are fueled by deceit. The markets are rigged, and their participants are not honest. That's a big problem for the people. The general level of morality in the society has dropped sharply, especially in the recent past. Violence and deceit are up, and rational discussion is down. If the government of the USA wants to survive in something like its current form, it needs to provide a free market to meet the basic needs of the people. Our very survival depends on having free markets. Societies without free markets often have famines and pandemics. If the people don't survive, then the government won't survive either. You can't get blood out of a turnip. Authoritarians in charge are busy transforming people into turnips. Pretty soon, the socialists run out of other people's money. The central bankers have sucked almost all of the value out of our money. Everyone owes the central bankers a lot of central bank currency. The population is beginning to wake up to the depths of deceit and coercion involved in the so-called economy. Children of poor families are born deeply in debt to children of rich families. The system's economic lies have become more and more obvious. Without honest accounting, a social system collapses. But the state continues to rapidly enforce legal tender laws to keep this crooked scheme afloat. There's an obvious and relatively simple way to quickly free up our markets. Repeal legal tender laws. That would make collecting taxes more complicated, and that's a good thing. If repealing legal tender laws makes armed robbery more difficult, all the better. A rigged society like the present system in the USA does not have an honest mechanism for reaching a consensus about the value of anything, and that includes the value of people. Ironically, the authoritarians have tricked us into a system where they don't even have an accurate, objective measure of their own value. That's one of the reasons for their odd behavior. Their real value differs sharply from the value they've gifted themselves. Ironically, no one needs an honest and reliable way to assess value more than a banker. They're on the brink of destroying the system that gave them their power and keeps up their cash flow. It all adds up to total value confusion, and it can only be solved by freeing up the markets. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.